I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off through my city, off through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet.
Welcome to Saving the Investor with certified financial planner, investment advisor, and insurance professional, Alfie Townshend, president of Advantage Retirement Group. He works with retirees and pre-retirees to build and protect their nest egg so they can plan with care and retire with confidence. Now, Saving the Investor with Alfie Townshend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida. This is Alfie Townshend. Why don't you jot our number down? It's 239-561-1155. I'm in studio with my good friend John Antonucci, and we're going to talk about the five top surprises that can derail your retirement. We have so much going on in this show, John. It's it was a busy week on Wall Street, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what can derail your retirement, and welcome in our studio with our listeners on this beautiful, windy Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, and like you said, a lot happening in the markets. Markets, obviously, everybody's used to the upticks and the constant increase and the record highs, and had a couple of minor adjustments here, not that big a deal this week. And obviously, you want to avoid surprises in your portfolio. And I think, Alfie, you as a certified financial planner, with all the years of experience you have, really can help people avoid the pitfalls, the traps, the schemes of Wall Street.
Well, John, there's a lot of them out there, and let's talk about a little bit about the market this week. It's we do the midday report, the closing bell every week, and it wasn't like it's been because Congress can't get their act together. The Senate can't get their act together about this tax bill. And I think people are finally getting sick and tired of it. And Wall Street is starting to get a little bit shaky about it because, you know, this tax bill, a lot of this growth was based on having that tax bill go through. And they're wanting to push it off and what, till 2019?
Yeah, they want to push the corporate cuts down to 20% to 2019. And really, you know, what these guys want is the hope diamond. And we're not going to get that. We're going to get something better than what we have. It's not going to be perfect, obviously. Obviously, a lot of the states like California, New York, New Jersey that pay higher state income taxes want to deduct that. Well, you can. If you're doubling your deductions and you're getting other deductions, obviously you're not going to get everything you want. I think they should just get the votes going, get it done, and move on to the next thing.
John, if it was that easy.
It's almost a year he's in office.
I know. And you would, these guys run on, this is what we're going to do, get us in. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to reduce taxes. And they get in. And they do nothing but...
There's been no legislation at all, really.
Resist. They're resistors, yeah. And it's a shame. And you know what? When it comes down to 2018, a lot of Republicans are going to lose their seats, and they deserve it.
Yeah, and we got the House, got the Senate, got the presidency, and if you can't get things done like that, something is definitely wrong. I think there's more people than Democrats opposing his agenda.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. Well, let's get back to... how world affairs affect your financial affairs, and with the market being volatile, and that's what we always talk about. We don't know what the market's going to do from week in to week out, and it's always going to change. And one of the big surprises that investors has that we're going to talk about the top five, but one of them is a large percentage of people have their money in what we call fixed income or bonds. Okay, and these are bonds. And what happens with bonds, a lot of times to get any type of rate on a bond, you have to have a long-term bond. And long-term bonds, as interest rates go up, John, they're going to go down. You got to be very, very careful. And a lot of people, what they'll have is, they'll have munis and munis, municipal bonds are going to be tax-free. But these tax-free bonds, if they're not investment grade, they're going to have a higher yield if they're called high yield bonds, but investment grade bonds is sort of where you want to be.
And what percentage would you say should someone's portfolio be in bonds? And obviously you already just said investment bonds versus long-term bonds is what you want them in, don't you?
Yeah, long-term bonds. So what happens with long-term bonds is it looks good right now getting that 3 or 4% interest rate, but then when rates start to go up, those bond prices come down. Now you can get in, some short-term bonds for the same type of rate. So you can't get out of your long-term bonds unless you take a big beating. So you got to be real careful. There's ways to create income. There's ways to create income from portfolios and from income planning. But you have to first find out what you're holding. And that's what we always talk about. We had a workshop at Ruth's Chris this past week. We have another one this week coming up. But you have to understand what you're holding inside your portfolio, because just this little week that we had in the market of volatility, if the market really goes bad and starts to go down, you do not want to give back all your gains that you made. You don't want to give back all your gains because you didn't know what was going on inside your portfolio. So if you want to know what's going on inside your portfolio, if you have long-term bonds, if you have short-term bonds, if you have large cap stock, international, what are you holding and what does that mean to you? So the question is, what does that mean to you, what you're holding inside your portfolio, is the question that you need to find out. And how to find that out is what we talk about, that financial MRI, why it's so important, because it's going to dig from the inside out. And then when we meet on the second appointment, we're going to say, okay, this is what we found out. We found out that you're holding this, 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 this. And what does this mean to you? It means that you're taking 40% more risk than you really need to with the returns that you're getting. So let me go back to that. If you can reduce your volatility by 30, 40% and not sacrifice returns, that is a win-win, especially, John, in a downward market.
Well, it's important that you get your portfolio examined. Let Alfie take a look at it. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Phone number to call, jot this number down. You could reach him 24 hours a day, 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, and who will take a look at your portfolio and make sure that there's no surprises there. And you know, now that we're in an uptrend in the market, a lot of people's portfolios, Coach, if they haven't had it reviewed for a period of time, could be top heavy in equities, whereas they want to be a certain 50-50 mix or a 60-40 mix. That's why it's imperative that they come in, isn't it?
It is. We had a client that I spoke to yesterday, John, and he was saying, you know what, Alfie, my portfolio went up real nice. You know, he's only been in it for 4 months. So he made like 5% in the 4 months he was in it. And he thought he should have made a little bit more in 4 months. And I said, well, remember, you made 5% net. It was 5.6 on an annual return. It was like 11. But I said, you made that 5.6 in this short amount of time. But I said, you were able to do that with 21 asset classes. Okay, let me explain this. You weren't counting on just the large cap stock getting you that percent. You weren't just counting on small cap. You were counting on, and a lot of his money, 25%, was in short-term intermediate bonds. So he was able to get a nice return. It was probably about 1% less than what the S&P did. But the S&P is one asset class. I said, Jim, let's go back to if you had that same mentality, because he wanted to adjust the portfolio. I said, you just got in it. You're not going to adjust anything. I said, that doesn't make any sense at all. And I explained why. And I said, let's go back from 2000 to 2010. The portfolio you're in, net of all fees, made 7% average a year, including the 2000, 2001, 2002, including 08. You would have made 7% a year.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yep. The S&P made 0% in those 10 years from 2000, because it lost 46%, then it lost another 37% in 08. So just think of that. You would have had 10 years if you were just dependent on the S&P 500 for your retirement. That's why you have to have a true diversified portfolio, a financial planner that understands income, to build that income, because we don't want to count on one sector or one asset class to make your gains.
You're making a great point. And are you finding out, obviously you talk to a lot of people and you meet with a lot of potential clients and clients all the time. You know, obviously you have people touting, well, the market's up 25%. Stock market's up again. It's up 25% since I've been elected to office. Those kind of statements. And people look at their portfolio and they're not up 25%. What do you say to them? And obviously, they're just looking at one class like the Dow. That's not really the market, is it?
The Dow, you're right, John. The Dow Jones is just 30 companies. It's just 30 companies, 30 large companies, but that's it. So you don't, you know, you're going to own some of those. You're going to own probably all those companies in your portfolio, but you're not going to be heavy in any one asset class, because if you are, then what happens when it starts to go down, you're going to take a beating. And then when it does go down, you want other asset classes to be moving up at the same time. So the bottom line is this: how do you build a portfolio to give you income and fight for downside protection and beat inflation? And I can tell you a lot of people do not have that type of portfolio, be heavy just in those companies, because when the market does go south, you want to know how your portfolio does during bad times, because you know how it does during good times. Give us a call at 239-561-1155.
Yeah, you can't ignore the five surprises that could possibly or potentially derail your portfolio. And Alfie Townsend is a certified financial planner professional. And a lot of guys will get you growing your money, but they really don't have a plan for income during retirement. Alfie really specializes in those currently retired or soon to be retired. And if you've saved a substantial amount of money towards your retirement, pick up the phone, give Alfie a call. You can jot the number down, call them anytime. They're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 239-561-1155. Again, that's 239-561-1155. You can't ignore the five surprises that Alfie will disclose in this broadcast today. We want you to stay tuned. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You also can click on the media tab. Alfie is also on television right after Meet the Press every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on NBC. And you can watch some of those programs right on your smartphone or your tablet, right at your desk, wherever you are. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
Hey, it's Drew Steele. World affairs, the economy, tax reform. Do you ever stop to ask, how are these world affairs going to affect my financial affairs? You need to be proactive. Ask a certified financial planner to address your critical concerns. Now, Alfie Townsend is Southwest Florida's financial planner. And in his upcoming workshop at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, he's going to discuss how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And I know from experience, I've been there. It's a must-attend event. So pick up the phone and call now, 561-1155. Seating is limited if you'd like to go. For those that have saved $500,000 or more and have never attended one of Alfie's events, call Alfie today, 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355. And find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townsend, your financial coach, in studio with John Antonucci. And we're talking about the big five mistakes that can derail your retirement. And this is an important segment because there's so many things out there that can derail your retirement. And what I always say at the Advanced Retirement Group, our goal is to keep you retired, to get you through retirement, not just to retirement. We got to get you through retirement. That's a whole different subject and topic when we're talking about that. You can jot our number down. It's 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. We're on TV every Sunday right after Meet the Press on NBC at 11 o'clock, 11 to 11:30. I had someone, John, come in this week, and they said, I saw you on TV, and you looked honest. I said, why?
That's right.
I said, I appreciate that. I am honest, but you want to, looks are deceiving sometimes, so you want to do more checking than that. And, how do you check to find out if your advisor is on the up and up? And one of the things, you go to FINRA and find out if there's been complaints against them. That's, you go to the insurance commissioner and find out if there's been any file complaints. And these are things, and the last thing is, as a certified financial planner, I'll tell you what, if you do something that is not ethical or not for your client, the certified financial board, what they'll do is they'll call you in and they will take your license from you. They will take it from you. They are very, very strict about that. And we're going to jump ahead because, what does, a CFP mean to you? And I always say a CFP is the quarterback of your retirement plan. Okay. We're the ones that have to look at what you have. And there's going to be times there that we're going to have to recommend a CPA. We're going to have to recommend maybe an estate attorney, an elder law attorney, or different fund managers. My job is to find fund managers to work with our clients, to find the insurance companies that we want to work with that are right for our clients. But a certified financial planner is the one that would look at what you have and then be the quarterback and get you to the right people. And it's the same thing. I have a doctor, and my doctor happens to be in Sarasota. It was my mom's doctor, Dr. Price, and he's a concierge doctor. So when I had my back surgery, if I have anything, I go to him and he sets up the appointments for the doctors because he knows all the docs in the area and the right ones, the best ones. He does his research to get the best doctors for his patients. And what we do, we get the best fund managers for our clients, and we get the best companies that we can deal with insurance if it is for our clients. And that's what a certified financial planner does. It looks at your whole plan holistically instead of just, some people, you'll go there and they'll just try to sell you an annuity, or you go there, they'll just, tell you how they can manage your money. And it's not that easy, John.
Yeah. And it reminds me of that commercial that was on TV when the guy was, sort of the DJ, and they thought he was a financial planner, and he exposed himself at the end, and really he sounded good. He looked the part. But you have ongoing training that really makes you make decisions for people that are in their best interest. And that's one of the five things that can derail people and derail their retirement is not by dealing with a fiduciary or something who is expertly trained like you are in this field to be able to make decisions, not based on emotion, but based on math and science, isn't it? That can really help them achieve what their financial goals and dreams are.
You know, when you're dealing with portfolios, you got companies, you have asset classes, you have sectors. So how do you build a portfolio? So there's different ways that you can do. You can do active management and passive management, or you can do it yourself. One of the things that I was talking to one of our portfolio managers, and I said, what would make someone, a client of mine, look at all the funds that they have and not just try to do it themselves? And he says, that's a great question, Alfie. He goes, well, I'll tell you what, the pricing that we get, you have 20 different fund managers. Let's say you had $1 million, you have 20 different fund managers. Some of them, you only have 3% of your money in that one fund. That's $30,000. You would literally have to have $1 million in each of those funds to get the pricing that they're getting.
Wow.
So that'd be $20 million.
That's amazing, right?
You'd have to have just to get the pricing that we're getting. So that's called institutional pricing. Because we're with our funds of investors, family of investors, we're able to have that buying power. So that's what you're talking about. You're talking about reducing your fees. We're talking about asset allocation. We're talking about just having an income and showing you the income, how it's going to last and why it's going to last, and really finding out what your true risk tolerance is. Because a lot of people, if I ask them, are you conservative, moderate? What type of, I don't like to lose that much, but, I'd say I'm moderate. What does that mean? You really don't know until what we do is we have a program that we put you through that really lets you know that what you really are. And then it shows you with the amount of money you have that this is your probability, 95% probability, what you can make and what you can lose. And then you can see it and say, hey, I can live with that.
Yeah, well, you're listening to Saving the Investor with Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You can't ignore the five surprises that Alfie will disclose on this broadcast today. Pick up your pen, jot down Alfie's phone number. It's 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. And just the fact of finding out how you can get institutional pricing in your portfolio really can bring greater income and wealth over a number of years to their portfolio, can it, Coach?
You're right, John. And when you're talking about people are living longer, I mean, people are definitely living longer. It's not unusual for people to live to 90 years old. I believe if you were a married couple at 65 years old, there was like a 57% chance that one of the spouses will make it to 95.
Right.
57% chance. So, and I remember when I first heard that one, then a client of mine said, if I'm single, I'd have a higher chance of living there because I'm not listening to my wife. I said, no. But, they were together. They were very acute couple there. that's been married many years. So the thing about it is this, yes, people are living longer, so what are you going to do?
And that's a great point, because obviously you could be retired longer than you actually work. What do you do? How do you prepare for that? I mean, that's something you got to really be in-depthly looking at that is different than what you did 20 years ago.
Well, when you just said that, John, think about this. Social Security, when Social Security first came out, the average life expectancy was 65. Okay, 65. So that's when Social Security was supposed to start, at 65.
That's probably why they signed it into law.
Did that. Now, people are on Social Security for years and years and years, and people are always saying, you know, what if Social Security, what if Social Security had to make some major adjustments? Because they probably do, because they are definitely running out of money, and there's not as many people working to fund Social Security. So it's less and less, because people are, it used to be like 4-1 or 10-1. Now it's way down. So the thing about it is you have to have a plan that Social Security is part of. But what if Social Security was reduced by, 20%, 40%? You know, if it was reduced, would you want a plan that's in place that, hey, if it is reduced, you're going to still be okay? And that's what a true income plan is. We're going to take things that doesn't, look at the typical, your stocks are going to make 8%, 7%. We're going to show it totally different. And we're going to show you if you're going to, make it through retirement with the current plan that you're on. And I always say this at the workshops, and I say it on the radio and the TV. When do you want to look at your current plan? If it's your income plan, your stock portfolio, your portfolio, what it looks like, what it would do during good and bad times. Would you rather look at it when the market's at an all-time high? Or do you want to wait till, if we have a little bit of a correction or a major correction, look at it then? And most people look at it when the market starts to go down because they start to panic. But that means you lost money that you might not have lost if you reduce your volatility. So the thing about it is you want to be proactive instead of reactive. Let me explain this. You want to be proactive, do it before things happen, then wait till a reaction, a knee-jerk reaction, because the market's going down. Oh, Alfie's been talking about this, and John's been talking about it for quite some time now. We probably need to get it checked out. No, you want to get it checked out now while everything is still in good order.
Yeah, and true.
You really do.
And plus, you're coming into the end of the year, which is something that obviously they can position themselves for the new year. And as the tax plan does get voted on and goes through, they can prepare themselves for those changes as well. You want to be able to be ahead of the curve, don't you? You don't want to wait till something happens and then you've got to bail somebody out and save them from, a downward spiral. You want to protect them now, don't you?
You want to protect them while you can. It's like the World Series. I was just saying the World Series. You don't think these pitchers, these batters know what these pitchers, what their best pitch is and what they're going to probably throw against them?
They study
them. And it's the same thing with the pitcher is going to know each batter, what they like, and that's why they were able to get Judge out, because he liked it. Yeah. He didn't like it low and away or something. And that's what they do. And that's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to study what you give us, and then we're going to put that comprehensive plan together for you. If you use us or if you don't use us, you're going to know that, hey, you're in good shape or you're in bad shape, and we're going to grade it. And you want to be graded, because if you want to have all A's, all A pluses, then you have to have a comprehensive plan in place. Right now, you don't know what your grade is, so why, it doesn't cost you. And I tell people, if I were to do this as a certified financial planner, I could charge you $2,000 very, very, very easy. That's what they do around the country, to do what I'm going to do for you for free. And when people say, why are you going to do that? Obviously, I want you as a client, but that doesn't mean I do the plan. And if you like what I do, if you like us, you like our philosophy and everything, then you're going to use us. But you have to find out what's going on.
Well, you're listening to Saving the Investor with Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend. You can't ignore the five surprises that Alfie's disclosing on this program today. Pick up your pen, jot down this number, give Alfie a call anytime, 24 hours a day, 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. You owe it to yourself to meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll sit down with you and take a look at your portfolio and make recommendations that'll be beneficial to you well into your retirement years. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Now back to Alfie Townshend and Saving the Investor.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townshend, your certified financial planner and coach. I'm in studio with John Antonucci, and we've been talking about, you know, things that will derail your retirement. We're talking about long-term bonds. We're talking about not having a plan in place. We're talking about not being diversified. We're talking about not knowing if your income is going to last as long as you do. These are things that we have to take in consideration when you come in. Jot our number down is 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155. You can go to savingtheinvestor.com. You can also watch us on TV on NBC right after Meet the Press at 11 o'clock on NBC. It's a show that people really, they understand it because we keep it simple. And they like it. We're getting a lot of, calls from that. We're getting a lot of calls from radio and the workshops that we do because we try to keep it simple here. I can talk the big terms if you want. I can talk the standard deviations, the Sharpe ratio and all that beta stuff. But no, I'm not going to talk that. I'm going to talk about what your risk is and what's your risk that you're taking that you don't need to take and the returns that you're getting. If we can reduce that for you, and we can in a lot of cases, we can reduce that volatility. It's a great marriage.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about fiduciary and CFP. And, you know, I've been to a lot of your client events. I've attended many of them. And I found that many of your clients that I talk to and have discussions with come from other money managers. And many of them have shared their reasons why. But there's reasons why you're different than most people out there. And a lot of people don't know a lot of the differences because you're not comparing an apple to an apple when they come into your office. They're comparing an apple to an orange. In other words, you're vastly different in many ways. And that's what makes you really Southwest Florida's financial planner, is because you do certain things that other people don't do. And maybe you can talk about that so our listeners can get an understanding of why it's important to sit down with somebody like you, even though they may have dealt with somebody for 10 or 20 years.
Well, a lot of times our clients outgrew their advisor, John. They outgrew him because when they were working, they were making their deposits right in their checking accounts and their 401ks. And now they're having to take that money that they worked for as the market was going up and down. They were buying weekly or biweekly in their accounts. They weren't really needing the income that they need. So what we do is we're going to look at, as an independent, we can have 100 different fund managers. We can have any insurance company. We can have any type of planning. We're not tied to any one company or any one fund or any one thing. And that's what I think is the biggest importance when you're dealing with your money, because your money is, that's sacred. This is something that you work for your whole life. And if you get that wrong, then you got to go back to work.
You're making a great point, because are you saying that if somebody walks into another person's office, let's say that they already have preconceived products already set that they're getting ready to put them into, and really you don't think that way? Is that a difference that you would compare yourself to?
Again, John, as a certified financial planner, I'm going to look at it holistically. I'm going to look at your whole plan. We're going to look at what you're holding, and we're going to see if that's right for you. That's it. We're going to see what your fees are that you can't see. A lot of times, you know, when I ask, you know, what your fees are, well, you know, what does your advisor charge you? Number one, well, he doesn't charge me. If they say they don't charge them, then what I'm going to do is say, okay, well, they're getting paid some different way. Then they're getting paid by commission through either annuities that they're selling you, or they're getting paid by the funds that they're putting you in. And that's not good, because that can rob you of your returns. Because if you're having to buy funds, A share, B share, C share, if you're having to pay that and you don't see it, that's going to take away from your returns drastically. So what we want to do is look at your overall fee assessment of what you have that you can't see. You always want to know that. And then we're going to also look at, what are you holding to get the returns that you're getting? Are you getting fair returns for the risk that you're taking? And that's what the financial MRI is all about. It comes back and tells you that you're taking a certain amount of risk that you shouldn't be taking, that you don't need to take, with the returns that you're getting. So it can be, a lot of times we're reducing it by 70%. On an average, it's probably more closer to 40%, but 40% is a big reduction of volatility if we have volatility in the market.
Yeah, you made a great point about people that are out there that may be listening saying, well, I'm not paying any fees. But really, you have a way of self-discovery. You can actually discover what their fees are, can't you?
Yeah, we have programs that will actually tell you what your fees are that you cannot see. It's going to tell you what your total, it will say total expense, and then it was going to have a turnover. What turnover means is this. When a fund manager buys a, let's say these stocks, so you have all these companies in this fund. A lot of times, John, it's a 70%, 60 to 70% turnover. That means at the end of the year, these fund managers will sell what they have and buy all new stuff at the end of the year. So that's why you have a lot of tax burdens at the end of the year, because you could have a tax burden in a downward market. That means if you have out of the IRA account, if you have a non-qualified account, a brokerage account, and there's buying and selling inside these funds, you could have capital gains of $50,000 and you never took out any money and your account went down $200,000 that year. Well, how's that? Because they sold the stuff that had some gains in there and replaced them with new stuff. So if you have a high turnover portfolio, you're not going to see the fees, but it's going to rob you of your returns from taxes, and it's also going to take it from your fees. So,
is that a good indication if they're getting statements every month of we sold this, we bought that, we sold this, and they're getting that regularly, that there's high turnover in their portfolio, isn't there?
Well, that's totally something different. That's a high, yeah, if you're getting buys and sells, a lot of buys and sells, we want to see why they're buying and selling. We had this one guy a couple weeks ago that came in, and he was a very astute investor, and he said, you know, my investor bought GE, you know, like 2 months ago. It was thousands and thousands of dollars, and then he sold it.
Huh.
2 months later. He should have, you know, and that's the thing. When you're starting to buy individual stocks, that could be, you could hit a home run, but you could lose a whole lot.
They have that kind of power where they don't have to check with the client. I mean, they could just buy and sell.
Well, if they have the right to manage their account and do the things that they want to do, yes, they
do.
That's
scary.
It is. Yeah. So, you know, what we want to look at is your overall picture. We're going to not deal with individual stocks. We're going to deal with ETFs or low-cost mutual funds that will create returns with reduced volatility. And, John, there wasn't – I was reading this article in this financial magazine, and they were just talking about the NFL Players Association. What they did is they just passed a bill. They just passed a law for the new players coming in the future that if the advisor, you know, you always have, you think about this, you ever wonder about all these NFL players coming out of college and they get signed by these agents, or they get signed by these financial guys, you know, this, their financial planner, yeah, their financial advisor. And so the NFL, obviously, it's about time they did something. They just passed this law that said new players, NFL players, have to use a CFA or a CFP, period. A chartered financial analyst or a certified financial planner, which I am, because of all the NFL players that seem to get put into these investments that loses their life savings.
And they wind up broke, a lot of these people.
They're
music
broke.
Industry, every big industry.
They're broke. So NFL stepped up to the plate and said, from now on, you have to be a CFA or a CFP to deal with the NFL players, period. And that's, I mean, that I'm like high-fiving, because that is true. Because how can someone make millions and millions and millions of dollars and retire from the NFL because they don't play that long? And not have and owe more money than they, you owe more money than you made.
And that brings you back to what you opened the show with, that a person saw you on TV and said, you look honest, and you said, check me out. And I think that's, you know, you'd rather have somebody that doesn't look as honest, but really is a trained, certified financial planner that knows what to do in any given situation, that can create not only a great retirement, but a great income plan when they are retired.
So the CFP board members check their members out all the time, because, you know, you have to, obviously, to be a CFP, you got to go, you have to pass like five or six hard tests, but that's not the hard one. To take the main test, and when you take the main test, it has like a 50 to 60% pass rate. They give it four times a year. It's a comprehensive 2-day test, and it's made to fail you. It's made for you not to pass. And the ones that pass it are the ones that know the knowledge. You can't guess your way through that test. You literally have to understand taxes. You have to understand estates. You have to understand investments. You have to understand insurances. You have to just understand so many different things that, and that it's so hard that I almost wanted to give up on it. You know, and I said, no, I came this far. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But once I did it, it was like I cried when it said pass, because it was, I know the time that I put into it, and it's just something that you need to, if you're an investor and you're looking for an advisor, why not get a certified financial planner on your side opposed to just really an advisor?
Yeah, it's important, and that's why you want to have a certified financial planner on your side. You are listening to Saving the Investor with Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. He is a certified financial planner professional, and he will create an income plan for you and a strategy that will be more than just a good idea. It will be something that he's been trained for many years, and he has ongoing training each and every year. I know personally that he goes away at least 4 or 5 times a year to be trained and to lengthen and grow his wealth of knowledge that he's going to bring to the table for you. Give him a call at 239-561-1155. You can't ignore the 5 surprises that Alfie is disclosing on this broadcast today. You want to pick up your pen, jot the number down, make an appointment with him. He's got 2 beautiful offices in Fort Myers or Naples, 239-561-1155. Do want to remind you to watch the Saving the Investor television broadcast every Sunday morning right after Meet the Press on NBC2. It's at 11 a.m., and you'll get a wealth of information there. You'll get to see Alfie, and he'll be able to instruct you even further, because you'll see visuals on that broadcast that will help you in your retirement planning. But make an appointment today and sit down with him. Go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, the website is savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. You're listening to Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. 1155, or visit them online at savingtheinvestor.com.
Your back hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. We understand. I'm Dr. Darren Stuckey, owner of Lifestyles Chiropractic. While we've gained a reputation for our work with professional athletes, we specialize in working with the everyday person just like you who simply wants to get back to enjoying a life free of pain. Move well, live well. Call our office today at 334-9355. That's 334-9355, and find out if we can help you. At Lifestyles Chiropractic, we listen, we care, we get results.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor. This is Alfie Townsend, your financial coach here with John Antonucci, and we've been talking about what's going to derail, what can derail your retirement plan. And there's a lot of things out there. The market, unfortunately, can derail your retirement plan if you're not in the right asset classes, or if not in the right portfolio, you're holding things that are too risky. And how do you know if you're holding things too risky? We talk about it all the time. That's that financial MRI. The financial MRI will dig down deep into what you have and let you know what you're holding. It's a wonderful thing to have knowledge, and that's what this thing gives you, is knowledge. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. And John, I know, you know, knowledge is power, and if you have an educated, if my clients are educated, then when things start to happen with the market, the volatility, and they're going to be okay. They're not going to panic.
Yeah, it all makes sense. And you talked about that in the last segment about the NFL now requiring any new players coming into the league to have a certified financial planner, which is very, very important to be able to manage their money. And they're talking about multi-millions of dollars in big contracts. So obviously it can be lost very, very easily. And if that's happening to somebody who may have $20, $30 million being made in their career, what about the person that's listening that saved $500,000 towards retirement? He's going to need that to last sometimes 30 and 40 years himself. And you have plans that you can put in place that can create an income plan and a strategy so that will happen, right?
That's right, John. And that's a great point. These NFL players, and this just passed this, I read it this past week where the Players Association for the NFL said, you're not going to talk to our players unless you're a certified financial planner or a certified chartered analyst. And the thing about it is if you're not a CFA or CFP, they're saying, look, don't talk to our players because many of them are broke after they made all this money. Many of them are. If you look at it, they never had a plan in place. They were put in these high flying. I see it with doctors a lot. Doctors, I went to Tampa last week to see some of our friends that I haven't seen. They had Cindy had a dinner for about a handful of us at her house, and I haven't seen them since 1980 when I graduated high school. 1980, I haven't seen them since 1980. Wow. And there was one of the girls were there married to a radiologist, big practice and everything, and he was just, he said, what do you do? And I told him, he goes, I wish I knew you at the beginning. He said, when I first got, I moved in the area and got my practice up and running. And it was funny because he did it one time and was asked again by another group, but it was hunting treasure, like the Mel Fishers.
Out in the ocean?
Yeah. Huh. It was, treasure hunters, was saying, oh, well, you can make all this money and, we know where this ship went down. And, he gave quite a bit of money as a young doctor, wow. Lost it all. And then there was, and I said, the thing about it, Doc, is I said, that's what happens is, the doctors are making money and a lot of them don't have time to do the research and they're trustworthy. They're trusting the advice that they're getting. And sometimes it sounds so good that, I want a piece of that. And sometimes it sounds so good that they walk away from it because it doesn't, it's too good.
Well, people want the home run, right?
They want the home run. But, during retirement, you want to make sure that you have a comprehensive plan in place. And that's what we do at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to look at your whole situation holistically and put a comprehensive plan in place to you with the least amount of risk using portfolios that use the modern portfolio, passive investing. And then we have active investing with a group of managers that are highly, highly CFAs. And what they do is they will, hunt fund managers that are the best of the best and use them for part of their portfolio. So we have the best that I can, all the research that I've done, they can't get better than these guys right here because they're students of what they do. And we've been using it for years and it's done very well. But you have to have a plan so you're not taking unnecessary risks, John, and that's what a lot of them do.
Yeah, it's important, and you are listening to the Saving the Investor radio broadcast with Southwest Florida's financial certified financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You can't ignore the five surprises that can derail your portfolio. You want to pick up your phone, call this number, jot this number down. It's a local call, 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. And you will sit down with Alfie Townsend in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. He does what's called the financial MRI that will examine your portfolio and really expose hidden fees, show you what type of risk you're taking, make sure that you're diversified properly, and he will chart out an income plan strategy so that you will retire knowing exactly what's going to happen in your retirement years. And obviously, when they call in and they sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples, they're meeting directly with you, aren't they?
That's a good point, John. And people say, am I going
to... That's hard to do because you have a lot of appointments.
Yeah,
I saw your schedule.
Yeah, we have a lot of appointments, but I want to give people that call us, that come in, you know, they're going to be seeing me. I have a team with, you know, with David and Mary and Daniela. They're going to be here to, you know, Daniela takes all my notes. So that's very important. So she takes my notes while I'm in the office. She can type 100+ words a minute. So she's typing away. She was a legal secretary back in New York. So she's typing away from our conversation. So when we put that plan, there's no, oh, I thought you said this. No, it's there. You know, we know exactly what you're doing, and why we're doing it, and you know exactly why we're doing it and how we're going to get you through retirement. But the most important thing is, yes, the changes are happening all the time, you know, with the market, with interest rates. And you know, we were talking the last half hour a little bit about this, you know, the framework that's really coming in play with this. And it's a high level overview of considerations for this tax bill that they're trying to propose, this tax framework proposal. So the current plan, let's talk about this, because how's this going to affect you? There's let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's seven right now. There's seven tax brackets, and they're trying to reduce it to three, and possibly they might bring back four. But the lowest one right now is 10. It would be the lowest one with the Trump tax plan would be 12, because the first 24,000, I think, John, they don't, no one pays any taxes on that.
Yeah, so really at 12, you're actually saving anyway.
Saving. It's definitely a middle class tax break. And what are they going to do right now? They have individual filing jointly gets like an individual gets 6,300 exemption, 6,350. A married couple gets 12,007, and they're going to double those standard deductions. So right there, if you're single, you're going to get a $12,000 standard deduction right off the bat if you don't itemize, and you get 24,000 if you're filing married jointly. So they're going to eliminate some of these itemized deductions. So, you know, and some of these deductions that they're going to eliminate would be some real estate taxes. And this is things that they're going to be going back and forth, medical expenses, phase out of certain high income tax brackets. So there's a lot to be had. But one of the things that I look at is this repeal for alternative minimum tax. That AMT has been in, it used to only affect the high net worth people. But right now, that AMT affects a lot of people if you have a lot of deductions, because they add that back into your account. They take away some of your deductions and add it back in. So there's a lot. The bottom line is this. The one that I like the most is they want to have a maximum tax rate of 25% for small business income, family-owned sole proprietorships, and then some S corporations. And for your large corporations, a 20%. Going down from 35. So I just hope something gets passed, because if they can lower that 35% corporate tax rate, even if they didn't do anything else, if they could lower that to 20 and bring that money from overseas over here, the economy would just go, it'd be on steroids, John. It would just increase to the point that you would have people going back to work. You would have just an infusion of money in here. And that would do nothing but create jobs and wealth, and the market would just keep rising. So when people ask me, is the market too high? There's no limit on how high the market can go. So it has room to go a lot further. So, you know, this show, John, it's another Saturday morning that just flies by. But, you know, we talked about things that can derail. I say the bottom line is, what can derail your retirement would really be not knowing what you're holding inside your portfolio. So if you want to know what your financial MRI score would be, give us a call. That would tell you what you're holding from the inside out. It tells you if you're going to be all right. If it tells us what your fees are, it tells us if you're taking unnecessary risks. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. We have a couple more seats available for our Ruth's Chris workshop next week, which will be Wednesday at Ruth's Chris. It will be the last one of the year we're going to do. So you want to come to that. You have to have $500,000 or more investable assets, and you never went to one of our workshops. Give us a call at 239-561-1155. We'd love to see you there. And John, it's like I said, it's another great, great morning here, a little breezy, but these radio shows just could fly by, and I just love coaching this type of information.
Yeah, it's great information. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, his web address is savingtheinvestor.com. where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the products and services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. You also can call and pick up a copy of his new book, Keeping You on the Retirement Fairway. Give Alfie a call at 239-561-1155 and ask for that book. And you can meet with him. I'll sign that for you and get that into your hands. You also can watch his television broadcast every Sunday morning right after Meet the Press on NBC2 at 11 a.m. to 11:30. Great information there each and every week. And I think this was a great show, great topics that helped your listeners understand the five things that could really derail their portfolio.
John, thank you so much for co-hosting this. And, you know, we're blessed to be able to do this on the radio and on the TV and at the workshops. We're blessed here in Southwest Florida. Until next time, next week, the same time, be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townshend. Learn more about your personal financial MRI roadmap. Call Alfie right now at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155. Or visit savingtheinvestor.com. Investment advisory services offered through Townshend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.